Okay, and this is where you were living?
Yes.
And were you here during the storm?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the address here?
It's 1511 East 19th, Joplin, Missouri.
So this is part of the hardest hit area?
Yes, ma'am. 20th Street, it went all the way down 20th Street, all the way out past Walmart and Home Depot and on back there.
So you were in here when the storm hit?
I was in the bathtub in the front bathroom.
And you're okay?
Just a couple of stitches and scratches and stuff like that. So
what did you think during the chaos?
I've been in two wars. I'd rather be in war than I would be in an F5 tornado.
Is it like a...
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Great to meet you guys. I'll wait for the... which wars?
Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom. It was like 2004 to 2005.
Army?
First one, I was in the infantry with the Army, and then the second one, I was with the bridge company over there in 2004 and 5.
A bridge company?
Yes.
So you were rebuilding?
We built bypasses so the civilians could repair the civilian bridges up Tampa, and we built bypasses and stuff for them, and we inspected the bridges.
And... are there any similarities between this and a war zone?
There is with people that got killed and injured and stuff like that, but the destruction of, this area, it's more like what it looked Hiroshima like during World War II, like a nuclear bomb just flattened everything.
So you waited out the storm in the bathtub?
Yes.
How long did you wait before you climbed out?
It seemed like forever, but it was probably after it got quiet and everything else, it was probably 10, 15 minutes till I got my senses and everything else.
You said you had some scrapes and scratches?
Yeah, I had my head cut open, and I had cuts on my back and bruising from things hitting me, and I had cuts on my feet once I got out. It sucked my sandals off my feet, and I had to walk around to the front of the house to try to figure out what was going on.
Afterwards, when you looked around, were you immediately aware of how bad the destruction was?
Oh, instantly. Once I got my senses and everything, and you could hear people yelling for help, you could hear people moaning. The people that was already out of their houses and stuff, they were walking up and down the streets looking for other people. They were, had a young kid come running up to me. He wasn't hurt, and he was checking on me because I had blood coming out of my head and stuff, and he wanted to make sure I was all right. But yeah, you knew immediately because, you could look all around of all, and it was just speechless. You just didn't know what to think.
Feel lucky to be alive?
Thank God every day. It puts a lot of things in perspective. So, yes, I'm very fortunate to be alive.
You have friends or coworkers or anybody, neighbors that are missing or dead?
We lost a soldier out of my guard unit, Specialist Osborne. They're having his funeral Monday. He died over there at the Home Depot. Then a buddy of mine lost a child in the storm. So
how has that impacted you?
Well, my buddy that owns the house that I was living with, he's got a big heart, and it really crushed him, and to see, men usually, it's hard for men to cry, and the way he's been for the last week and everything else, it's hard on everybody, even the coworkers that we work with at General Dynamics. It's hard. It's just, there's words that can't describe it.
Your brother's helping you from Overland Park?
Yes, my brother Chris. Yes, yes, he is.
And so, what are you all doing?
Well, he came down to try to help and see if we could salvage anything from the house. We've had a lot of other friends and groups that came through to help us kind of move some of the debris and, you know, try to straighten up things to try to see if there is anything to recover. So,
can we take a look around?
Oh, we sure can.
Tell me about that. You said that there were some interesting critters around afterwards.
Oh yeah. Once I got up to the front of the house, I was seeing. I know there's mice in the neighborhood, but I saw rats running down the street. Not just mice size; they were cat size rats, and a lot of birds were flopping around on the ground, and you know, and you could hear animals barking and stuff like that. So. Yeah, it's been interesting.
So, can you show me the tub where you were at?
Yes, it's on the other side. It's
okay.
Probably easier to go around there.
Now, are you married? Do you have kids?
No, I'm not. I just got divorced last week. It was my final divorce. And
who is this? Is this yours or is this your buddy's?
That's my buddy JD's picture of some of his family right there. And... kind of hard to see who they are, but it's just, I think, might be sisters or something from his family. So,
is that your hat?
Where? That's not my hat. The other two, the KU Jayhawk and the Texas Longhorn hat, is mine.
Jayhawks, come on now, you people are killing me out here.
It's hard to be a Mizzou fan.
I'm glad I don't have my Mizzou shirt on anymore, I guess.
Sewers right here, and it's,
is that why it's all soupy?
Yeah, and a lot of water lines, they took them a while to get out here to turn them off. This is the bathtub I was in on this side of the house. Be careful, there's a lot of nails.
Yes, sir.
This was the front bathroom right by behind the kitchen. That was me and Lyle Duke's bedroom. There was three of us living here, and we were living in JD's house. And then we had another bathroom right back here. That was JD's.
What if you would have been in this bathroom?
Probably wouldn't be here, because the backside of the whole slab of the house was just gone. And the bathtub I was in was on the north side of the bathroom. And somehow I ended up on the south side, on the other side of the toilet.
Say that again?
The bathtub was located on the north side of the bathroom, on the north side.
Right here?
Yes, right here.
Okay.
And I ended up on the south side.
Do you remember feeling like you were moved?
No, I had, the only thing I was, at the time I was just hearing the house rip apart and things were hitting me on my back. And that was it. I didn't even notice. Instead of walking 20 feet to the front, I was walking all the way around the other side of the house. So I think I was kind of in a lot of shock.
Did you think that you were going to die?
Yes. I mean, it was one of those things you just never been in. And like I said, I've been in two wars. And, you know, you're scared when you're going through those. But you have adrenaline. I had adrenaline here, but it was more of a fear. Because of the unknown, so.
I noticed somebody, was that you that wrote God bless on the tub?
No, that was probably some of the people we had so many people come through here, and they asked me if I was here, and I showed them the bathtub I was in, and it might have been my cousins from Mount Vernon. He's a preacher up there, and he might have wrote that. I don't know who wrote that on there, but. I was blessed that day.
Are you surprised by what's gone and what remains?
It's kind of weird because, you know, you things that you think would be completely lost and everything else, most of them, you know, we could find small things, you know, but the bigger, odd things, like before everybody, they were going through things, there was things still sitting on the counter, you know, food items or dishes, the front room, there's a stereo still sitting on its stand with the big screen TV, our foosball table that JD had up in his garage area, it didn't move, you know, so just kind of weird things that laying around just didn't move, so.
So what are you doing? The Crown Royal, I noticed the bag's empty. That's a shame, right?
That was a casualty. Yeah, there's been a lot of casualties like that in our house, but, yeah, I mean, you just try to go through and, you know, a lot of the stuff that, you know, you try to find clothes or you try to find the sentimental things like pictures and, you know, JD, you know, got the biggest heart in the world. He found a cookie jar that his grandmother gave him that's old and nothing happened to it. He found it like the third or fourth day.
So do you guys take comfort in those small discoveries?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, the other stuff can be replaced, but like the, you know, the pictures of family. I lost, you know, a lot of military pictures that when I was in Iraq. You know, pictures of my grandfather when he was in the Navy. I had pictures of him up on the wall. I had a picture of my mother. You know, she passed away in 2007, and my ex-wife and stepkids, they got a picture redone, and it was a picture of her when she was younger, and it was hanging up in my bedroom, and it's gone, and even the one that they got the copy from, the original's gone, and, you know, I had a Kuwaiti flag that, you know, I've had since Desert Storm that I got from a Kuwaiti citizen, and, you know, couldn't find that, and so, I mean, you try to find as many sentimental things. I found my dog tags from Desert Storm that I wore then in Iraq. It was wrapped around, it was back here in my bedroom, but it ended up somewhere around the front, and, so you try to find as much as you can and try to save it.
So where are you all staying?
JD's got a wonderful family support group. His mom and stepdad, Jim and Anna, Lyle and me and him have been staying out there with their grandfather. His grandfather lived 5 blocks from here, 90 years old, and they lost his house. And they opened up their house to us, and I've got a few friends that, you know, their house was getting with family coming and going and stuff, so I tried to relieve some of the pressure from them. So I had a buddy from work that's let me crash at his house for now. So, but.
So are you overwhelmed just looking at this and trying to decide where to begin?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, when we all came back after the next day, you know, they were looking through stuff, and I basically, I was just sickened in my stomach, and I ended up going and helping JD's grandpa at his house to try to recover some of their stuff because, you know, it was just
easier to clean up someone else's.
Yeah, place. You know, but throughout the week and stuff, JD and Duke have, you know, they found stuff, and whatever they find, they put in piles trying to figure out whose is what, and my brother Chris came down today, and while I was at work, I told him, he goes, what can I do? And I said, well, if you can find anything, my military stuff or anything, that was, you know, so he started going through stuff and found some little things that, you know, meant something to me, so.
So, I don't think I have any more questions. Is there anything you would like to add?
I just want to say all the volunteers that's come into town, God bless you. The 294th National Guard unit that I'm a part of, you know, they were called up and they were pulling road guards with the police and the highway patrol and stuff like that. They're a great bunch of guys. The MPs came and replaced them because they're going to Germany. I just want to be thankful that, you know, I know we lost one soldier, but, you know, they were called and they came. So, but it's just amazing how Joplin's pulling together. And, the only other thing is that, you know, it's a shame that we have looters that's going through and taking advantage of people when they're in the, you know, the worst times because it's selfish and greedy or whatever, but, you know.
You said you've got concealed carry permits.
Oh, yeah. We got that, and, you know, we got a lot of American flags that are starting to get put up on houses and stuff, showing that we're pulling together and stuff, and we got the Patriot Guard coming in tomorrow. You know, God bless them. I know, you know, the bikers have a bad name, bad rap sometimes, but no matter how they dislike each other, you know, these men are standing up for our soldiers at funerals. They're coming here to stand up against this group from Wichita, which, you know, that, you know, to be Christians, to protest military, to protest a disaster like this or whatever, you know. I said, God bless the Patriot Guards, and as a town, we need to all support them, because it shows they got big hearts, no matter what.
As a veteran, and this is Memorial Weekend, and as you said, you're starting to see American flags go up. Does that mean something more to you than the average person?
Pretty much so. You know, the VFW here, I went down there, and, you know, they were helping the veterans. You know, they have a fund from the, I guess, the national office and state office, which takes about 3 to 4 weeks to get a response from. And, you know, if it wasn't for the military, you know, the ones who've given their lives, you know, from way back to now, and the soldiers that are giving their lives now, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the life we have. You know, the freedoms that we have to, you know, to live the life that we do. And it's, you know, I've been in the military since 1988, and, you know, there's a bond, you know, no matter what, our Air Force, Army, Marines, National Guard, Reserves, there's a bond, and the bond is we love America, and we love that flag, and, you know, it's sometimes it's, you know, it's just, it's an honor to serve our country, you know, and we take it personal.
That hat on your head? How'd you hang on to that?
I'm trying to remember who found it.
Is that your hat from the war?
From Iraq, yes. It was in my van, and everything got sucked out of my van, and somebody found it on the side of my van the other day, and nothing was wrong with it, so I picked it up off the ground and put it on my head, and it's been on my head ever since.
It looks good.
Thank you.